Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Farrell Shepherd of the Island Ford Baptist Church in Madisonville, Kentucky, and I'd like to welcome you to another Sending Forth the Light radio broadcast. This broadcast is for Wednesday, June 9th. Today happens to be my brother Barry Shepherd's 54th birthday, so I want to wish Barry a happy birthday today and hope that he is doing well and enjoying a good day in the Lord. Also, this being Wednesday means it's time for our midweek prayer service. Love to invite you to come and be with us tonight here at 7 p.m. at the Island Ford Baptist Church, easily located at 1415 Island Ford Road in Madisonville, Kentucky. Love to have you be with us tonight at 7 p.m. for that midweek prayer service. We've got other family members driving in this week and then other meetings that we know of going on around us. Let's remember them in prayer as well. And we're privileged to have Ben and Whitney Shepherd. Ben's our youngest son, and then their two boys, Jordan and Benson. They're with us. They got in this morning about 4:30, and they're going to be spending a few days with us, being here for the wedding coming up this Saturday. They're going to be with us through Sunday, and so we're looking forward to that. Lord willing, Ben will be preaching on Sunday morning. He announced his call to preach back in September of last year. And so this will be his first time to be able to be out here with us and preach for us. We're looking forward to that. And hopefully him and Whitney will be singing for us tonight and perhaps on Sunday again as well. But I'm sure that we'll have them singing for us tonight if they feel like that. And love to invite you to come and be part of that. So I've got Ben in a special song queued up right here. One that he sang here in the studios, I don't know, a few years ago they were in. And he sang this one entitled, The Blind Man Saw It All. I trust it'll be a blessing to you. Amen. Well, I'm glad God's still working miracles. Jesus is still performing those miracles today. He can do the same for you if you'll only call upon him. Amen. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he's near. Now, here's the message from the Word of God. All right, friends, it is time to look into the Scriptures again. We're still in Matthew chapter number 7. Looking at verses 15 through 20, last couple of weeks we've been looking at these verses and focusing primarily on verse number 15. We're going to move along just a little bit more on this week's broadcast. I'm talking about Christ's counsel concerning prophets, false prophets particularly. He says, beware of false prophets. And we dealt with that, as I said, last week and a couple of days in the week before. We're talking about the warning of the master and the wearing of the mask. And in the wearing of the mask, we're going to look at the disguise that is spoken of by our Lord. Bring us up to the second point. Not only the disguise in the wearing of the mask, but the deceit. Well, we dealt with some of that on yesterday's broadcast, and we will have a little bit of repeat of that on today's broadcast. And we are going to continue on to the third point, which deals with their discovery. What we see about these wolves in sheep's clothing. All right, so hope you'll stay tuned and enjoy the message as it was preached live from the pulpit of the Island Ford Baptist Church in Madisonville, Kentucky. Matthew chapter number 7 and verses 15 down through verse number 20 again for our reading today. The last couple of times we've looked at this, I've only dealt really with the first four words, beware of false prophets. Tonight, by the help of the Lord, I intend on completing the verse number 15. Amen. And then, Lord willing, we'll come back and look at the other verses at another time. But I've got some thoughts on this verse that I hope will be helpful unto us. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 7, verse number 15, beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them. I've called it Christ's counsel concerning prophets. He's dealing specifically with false prophets and that warning to beware
of false prophets. Well, John Brown was another commentator of the 1850s. He was highly esteemed again by Charles Spurgeon and A.W. Pink both. He said this about these people. I want you to listen. He said, they have the appearance and the profession of being humble, harmless, disinterested, and devout. But they are in reality under the influence of some unworthy principle, actuated by a selfish love of profit or of praise. Amen. They're trying to get a following, not to Christ, but to themselves. That's the idea. They have a selfish motive in their quote-unquote ministry. They have a selfish motive. Listen, beware of this crowd always trying to get you to go to their church, trying to get you to join up with them and go along their way. Amen. I don't like it when preachers tell other church members, you ought to come to our church. You ought to be a member of our church. There's something wrong with that. Amen. I don't believe God calls sheep stealers. Amen. I don't believe He honors sheep stealers. Amen. That's not saying that people don't ever move and not saying that they shouldn't ever move. But I am saying be aware, be careful of those that try to steal you out of the flock. Amen. They may be producing a following unto themselves. That's what he talks about. Amen. Well, they're selfish, have a selfish love for profit or praise. I go back to something that David Thomas said. Here's another great quote. Listen to this. He said, evil has often robed itself in this attire. Every age has had its hypocrites in the pew and its false prophets in the pulpit. The primary element of a corrupt character is a devouring instinct. Now listen, Christ compares the false prophet to the ravening wolves. This allusion seems to be to the ferocity and subtlety of these creatures in seizing the unsuspicious sheep and feasting a savage appetite upon their blood, regardless of their cries and agonies. As a wolf lurks in the day and prowls forth in the night on its mission of death, so corrupt men misrepresent their principles in order to gratify their malevolent, I can't say that word right, their bad instinct. Amen. Like Joab, they profess friendship only in order to stab between the ribs. Like Judas, they kiss only in order to betray. Those are the words of David Thomas. Well, he's right. Yes, our Lord says, these guys, be careful of them. They look good, but they are not good on the inside, and they're cruel. That's the idea that he's got there. Just as a wolf desires to infiltrate the sheepfold in order to be effective in his slaughter, the false prophet must don a disguise in order to get within the assembly of the saints, or at least to gain a hearing by some of the sheep. Error almost never shows its true face. Error almost never shows itself openly. It wears a mask. I can remember reading about how when the Lone Ranger first came out, some of you remember that, some of you don't. The Lone Ranger, one of the things that they were amazed was this, good guys don't wear masks. That was up until that time. Up until that time, that was a statement that was made. Good guys don't wear masks. Crooks wear masks. Amen. Now, I understand that, I think I understand the concept of why he did it, to hide his identity so that he could be safe, his family to be safe, whatever the case was there. But here's the point I'm going in. The gospel does not need to be masked. These guys that are wearing masks have a ulterior motive on the inside. Amen. Amen. Now, the third thing I want to get to is their discovery. Their discovery. Not only their disguise, not only the fact that they are wearing that mask, but they're deceptive. Then their discovery. He says, they, those last four words, they are ravening wolves. Doesn't matter how they look, they still are what they are. Amen. They are what they are. Christ speaks of these false prophets not just as fierce and angry wolves, but as ravening wolves. You see that word? Ravening. Comes the idea of a raven. Ravens. Ravens are carnivores. Ravens eat carnage. Ravens are disgusting creatures. And this idea of these ravening wolves is that they are disgusting in the way that they carry out their self. These false prophets have a wolf nature. Their nature is never changed. So therefore they are prone to behave like wolves when given the chance. They may be cruel and even sadistic. Amen. You ever seen pictures or watched films, for example, and when a wolf attacks, you know what the wolf, I'll tell you what a wolf will do many times. Wolves run in gangs, and what they'll do is they'll nip at the heels of the ones in the back. By the way, that's one reason why it's important to sit up front, not in the back. Amen. But the wolf, when the flock is fleeing, when they're running away, then the wolves will come and nip at the heels. You know what they like to do? They like to get the little ones. Amen. They like to get the little ones. And I'm telling you, they don't care how much they scream. They don't care how much they cry. They don't care how bad they're hurt. They will wound that little one, because if they wound the little one, sometimes mama will stop. And when mama stops, she's prey. And if anybody else stops to show any mercy, they're prey. I'm telling you, this crowd of false prophets are cruel and sadistic. They'll do their best to get our little ones. They'll do their best to get our mamas. Are you listening? They'll do their best to get the weak ones, the ones that are not in so far in, but they're out on the fringe maybe a little bit. Maybe they're not running like the rest are running. Maybe they're not heeding like the rest are heeding. And they'll do their best to feed on those in the back and do their best to attack those. They're cruel and sadistic. They're sly and treacherous. Specifically, they're greedy. That's another thing about a wolf. If a pack of wolves take down a buffalo, for example, that's a pretty big piece of meat. Did you know they don't care how much of it's wasted as long as they get their belly full? They don't care how much is wasted. They don't care how much is just carnage, just destroyed, that nothing else can feed on it. They don't care if anybody else, even in their pack, they're not loyal to their own pack. It's every dog for himself in a wolf pack. Amen. They don't care about anything else. I'm telling you, our Lord said that's how these false prophets are. They want you to think they care about you. They don't care a bit about you. They're greedy for their own thing. They're after their own thing. Amen. And they're lying in their deceptive way to disguise what they really are. They are greedy and they use guile. Those are the two words that I put under this. Their discovery, they're greedy and they use guile. You know what that's known as in the business world? That's known as extortion. Greed and guile is extortion. And that's the very word our Lord used to describe these people. This word that he used here is the Greek word translated ravening in our King James Bible. Ravening wolves. It's Strong's number, 727. It means rapacious. Well, that's not a word we use every day. So I looked that up in Webster's 1828 dictionary. Here's how Webster defined rapacious. Given to plunder. Disposed or accustomed to seize by violence. Seizing by force as a rapacious enemy. This Greek word that is translated ravening here in Matthew 7:15 is used a total of 5 times in your King James Bible. It's only translated ravening 1 time. All the other 4 times it's translated extortioners or extortioner. It's not just the act of extortion, it's the person that is the extortionist. Are you following me? These wolves, it's not just that they have a ravening characteristic. It's what they are. They are these creatures that are extortioners and extortionists. Look with me in Luke chapter number 18. I'll show you these 4 other cases that this is used real quickly. In Luke chapter number 18, you've got the story, the parable of the publican and the Pharisee that went up to pray. You remember that? And the Pharisee's bragging about how good he is and how bad everybody else is. All right? In verse number 11 of Luke chapter 18, where he begins to pray, the Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I'm not as other men are. Look at the first word. Extortioners, that's the word our Lord said, was these ravening wolves. An extortioner. He said, I'm not extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. Turn to 1 Corinthians chapter number 5. Our word's used twice here in 1 Corinthians chapter number 5. in verse 9. By the way, let me say this about that Pharisee that was bragging about not being an extortioner. He was an extortioner. He's trying to extortion God. He's trying to get into heaven by his own guile. Amen. And the Lord said the publican got saved that day. That publican went home justified rather than the other. So he said that Pharisee still lost. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 9 through 11. He says, I wrote unto you in an epistle not to company with fornicators, yet not altogether with the fornicators of this world, or with covetous, here's our word, or extortioners, or with idolaters, for then must you needs go out of the world. I'm going to comment on that in just a minute and read the other two verses. He said, I told you don't run with this crowd. But he said, you can't, you'd have to go completely out of the world not to ever be around them. But he said, don't keep company with them in the church. All right, verse 11. But now I've written unto you not to keep company if any man that is called a brother be a fornicator or covetous or an idolater or a railer or a drunkard or an extortioner. There's our word again. With such an one, no, not to eat. He said, don't you fellowship with them. Don't you run with that crowd. Mark them. Separate from them. Avoid them because they got the wrong character. Why do they have the wrong character? Because they are the wrong character. False prophets. Now turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 and 10, the last time this word is used. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves of mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor, here's our word, extortioners, shall inherit the kingdom of God. Our Lord said these false prophets have the character, not of sheep, but of wolves. They're extortioners. They're greedy, and they use guile in what they attempt to do. Amen. I mentioned TBN earlier, and the obvious fake in some of it. It shouldn't be a surprise either that many of them have been proven out to be extortioners. They take money from people in deceptive ways. Amen. That's one of the reasons, personally, I believe that God has blessed this ministry down through the years. Amen. WSOF Radio, Temple Broadcasting, our church cannot support it all. We have to have outside support. We're listener-supported radio, but we've not used, Brother Hall didn't, I have not, as far as I know, it's not been in the past, not used deceptive means. We don't say, listen, if you'll send them $10, we'll give you a hanky that we prayed over, and it'll raise all your dead relatives. Well, they about do that on some of this religious broadcasting. Right. Amen. They have all kinds of outlandish tales, and they extort money, and they cry these crocodile tears. They tell stories that's not even true. Oh, we need money to feed the poor kids at home when they've got faucets on their sink that are gold faucets. Why don't they sell some of that gold and feed some of them kids if they're concerned about those kids? Right. Amen. How about taking the air conditioner out of their dog houses and feeding some of those children if they're concerned about hungry children? Amen. Right. They're extortioners. They're heaping on themselves. Why? They're greedy. Amen. And they're using guile. These false prophets are out to satisfy their greed in any cruel way they can. They couldn't care less who gets hurt in the process. They'll use deceit, dishonesty, intimidation, fear, and a host of other techniques in order to obtain what they want. Can I say to you that a wolf is not polite? Amen. A wolf is not polite. A wolf has no principle. A wolf couldn't care less what you think of them once they're attacking the prey. Now, they're concerned about what you think about them until the trap is sprung, but once the trap is sprung, they couldn't care less how you feel or how you're hurt. They're not polite or principled. They take what they want by cruel force, regardless of the waste and regardless of the destruction that they cause to others.
And that's all the time we have for today's broadcast. So we're going to have to break in the message right there, but Lord willing, we'll be back tomorrow and continue this message. And I would like to invite you to come and be with us tonight for our midweek prayer service. Every Wednesday night at 7 p.m., we'll be meeting here, Lord willing, tonight for that. We'll have special time of prayer around the altar, special time of prayer request taken from the pulpit, and then we'll have preaching from the Word of God as well as some good singing together, congregational and perhaps special. Love to have you come and be with us for that service tonight at 7 p.m. We are easily located at 1415 Island Ford Road here in Madisonville, Kentucky. Hope you'll tune in this same time every Monday through Friday for another Sending Forth the Light radio broadcast. Until then, this is Pastor Farrell Shepherd saying good day and God bless you.